This is a podcast from the Angel News Network with Joel Anastasi interviewing the Ascended Masters Council of Twelve as channeled by Philip Elton Collins.
Greetings, beloved humans. Being human on the surface of the earth, we come to you from the inner civilization of Lemuria. We are the Ascended Masters Council of Twelve, meeting periodically in Lemuria with the lead head of the High Priest of Lemuria, Adama. Some of the names of our group you may be familiar with: El Moria, Lord Lanto, Paul the Venetian, Serapis Bay, Master Hillering, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda, Saint Germain, Master Kutumi, Lord Maitreya, and Sanat Kumara. That is the group that we periodically gather. We're gathering at this time to assist in the overflow of the new energies coming into the earth plane, which began in your August of 2020. So we are assisting that under the guises of something called the science of the soul. What you're experiencing on the surface is your planet is the dying of the old and the creation of the new. This is largely the topic we shall be discussing at this time through the pathway of ascension, through what is called in our vernacular the science of the soul. As many of you know, your planet was seeded by many root races and went through many evolutionary passages, which are now merging into a unified human race. There will no longer be in your planetary soul plan one white race thinking they are superior to other races attempting to control the world. As you know, in your metaphysical training, you cannot control what you do not create. Through your many, many intermarriages over the eons, you've exchanged enough DNA to be now morphing into what is called a super mutt race, reflecting and activating your spiritual DNA, which is being affected by the new energies coming in. As many of you are aware, there is a history of white supremacy throughout the USA, and we shall get into that in a moment. The chaos and confrontation that you're experiencing around your entire planet is based upon those who thought they could be in control of what they did not create, who are now fighting to the death through the emotion of fear, resentment, and anger to hold on to the old. And it is the clearing and cleansing of these emotions that is taking place at this time. What is important in moving forward, beloved humans, is not to normalize their unhealed behavior. There's actually nothing for you to fear, beloved humans, on the surface of the earth, for you are spiritual beings having this human experience. What is happening in the evolution of your species cannot and will not be stopped by current events. It is time to trust and surrender and know that all of the nations and all the communities on this planet are being supported by the building block of universal love, manifesting equality, harmony, and balance, which is at hand at this time. Remember, your beloved United States of America was founded upon these principles through your founding father papers in order for the nation of USA to be a beacon of light for the world. Remember, beloved humans, we ascended masters were once human like you and had a pathway very similar to what you're going through by raising our consciousness and our vibration in order to ascend into a higher frequency where you can also reside. You can select one of us through your resonance, through your own soul plan, and choose to connect with us. That is essential that you do that. Remember, moving into a higher frequency of existence, in fact, into a mastership, is your divine destination, is your divinity. All of the teachings and tools that you need to achieve what we are speaking of in this Council of 12 are available through you, to you, through many sources, particularly the Angel News Network, which we're coming through now. But the question we have to ask you, beloved humans, are any of you using these tools? Are you just thinking about them? Or are you truly being them and applying them? So that is the most important thing. Find a ascended master that you resonate with, and you can learn all about them through many sources, and see who you wish to connect with to begin to support you. So let us just review some key factors and begin a dialogue, which is what Current Events Broadcasting is all about. Untruth must be revealed. When untruths become reality for a large portion of the population, it becomes dangerous. There are no secrets, there's only truth shared. So let us discuss the lack of truth in our world right now. How would you like to address that?
Well, first of all, thank you for joining us. What an impressive array of ascended masters. I am deeply humbled.
It is a unique opportunity. We often do not make ourselves available, but in light of the energies coming in and the domestic and international events taking place on the planet, we felt it essential for a brief period of time to make ourselves available. Remember, there's only truth, and the understanding of it is what we are talking about. So with these untruths, which have become prevalent, there is no division, there's no buffer, if you will, between truth and untruth within your electronic media. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. You mentioned how dangerous untruth is, and you invited the first question, and that focuses very much on one of the key concerns that I have, and certainly most of the conversation about has been focused on the really vast right-wing media and social networking that has been created that just kind of echoes and amplifies all the lies that have been happening, which has incited almost a huge percentage of the American population to feel that the last election was rigged and a fraud and inaccurate, and that their democracy is being stolen from them.
What this untruth needs to be revealed, which has been perpetuated, is to release it. For it has created a severe case of duality throughout the country. So what needs to take place is a clearing and cleansing of that old in order to allow truth to come forward. You will be involved for the next 6 months of 2021, a releasing of the old, a releasing of the untruth, and the truth being revealed. That will take place with the support of these energies. While we cannot interfere with your free choice and will, we can control the amount of energy that comes into the earth plane, into humanity, and that is a major priority of our council meeting at this time. Are there any questions about that?
Well, of course, that sounds essential, and it's wonderful to hear that in the next 6 months that is going to happen. Of course, how that's going to happen is a real question. But the challenge that we face in the United States is when we restrict media, we collide with the freedom of speech and freedom of the press. So somehow being able to eliminate untruth and allow truth to come through is not as simple as it sounds.
Merely check the facts. Do the research and reveal and expose that which is not true, and allow consequences for the untruth which are assaulting your democracy to come forward. Your president has created or given permission to create separation through his own inner wounding, not being able to take responsibility for what he has created, giving permission to act out in a negative way. All of this has been supported, as you have mentioned, through electronic media and the mass media and other platforms of communication. All of this is creating and reflecting an unhealed behavior and has inspired violence with individuals, where having this behavior from the leaders of your government, sometimes supported by corporations, is giving people permission to act out. In effect, in your vernacular, your GOP, your Republican Party, has made a deal with the devil to get their needs met. But it's been a tremendous compromise process, assaulting the truth, based upon the inner wounded need of Daddy, take care of me. Mommy, take care of me. And you've seen this throughout your history. You have had a society that has been permissive of white privilege and the rage against others who do not support it. This imbalance that you're experiencing, dear one, is not new. The party elite of the Republican Party has advocated various strains of authoritarianism for decades. It is not new. But we can pay attention to history and how it's built upon the present time and assist in healing it.
Well, of course, everything you said is absolutely true. It comes back to something that you said earlier, that is the center of this, is how to respond to, is the issue of consequences, because there have been enablers, and he's been enabled by not only people in elected office in both the House and the Senate, but also the media, and you're right about the corporations as well. So what we're really facing as a people is how we create the consequences to really stop those forces that have contributed to the current situation in America.
Yes, and what helped it take place is there's been no buffer between mainstream thought or truth and the extreme elements of politics or corporate behavior through the social media was gifted to you from the higher realms, which has been acutely abused at this time. Again, there's been no buffer between mainstream truth, we the people truth, and extremities, extreme elements of politics that misuse the social media, the gift.
So what buffers do you suggest?
Let us move into the concept of taking responsibility for each individual. And let us move into a solution mode, shall we?
Good.
Let us realize that there is, at present has been, a mythological leader that wants to lead an individual, a wounded individual, to the promised land. And that has erupted into a form of duality through the inner wounded child. And no, until each individual is able to take responsibility for themselves and not look for another wounded individual to take them to the promised land, you will keep repeating this. Your tyrants and your dictators and your recent president has shown this. So the solution lies, as many of you are aware and have studied throughout metaphysics, with your relationship with yourself. The truth needs to be revealed, and you need to master life, life mastery, and you seem to know something about that, and to take all these negative elements and see how they are impacting the wounds or the imbalances within the individual. The solution for all of this lies in allowing these people to heal by creating programs that allows them to be heard. They feel separated. Their anger, their frustration, their resentment with the system and a president who supports their behaviors allow them to act out in a very negative fashion without them taking responsibility for that their actions as they assault the democratic principles. But once you allow these people to know that they can be heard, and you now have a democratic regime, the demos means people, that can address the people, that can give them a purpose, that can give them a place, that can give them an opportunity to be heard, and not label them the enemy. Now, we are not addressing to excuse them from consequences from behavior which you've recently experienced. There should be consequences so the behavior does not repeat itself. But at the same time, a healing aspect can take place to eliminate this massive duality and separation in the country which your president has perpetrated and allowed and supported for his own personal gain. The truth is rising. It will continue to rise. The new energies that are coming in are the promise of that. Your destiny to move into a higher frequency of existence is assured when you went into your 2,000-year final ascension process in 2012. Does that help you?
Well, it does, but an important factor in all of this, it seems to me, is the economic reality of what's been going on in the United States. I understand a lot of the anger of many of these people. We have watched many middle-class jobs be shipped off to China and other places, and national income has really been flat for most people over the past several decades, and wealth has continued to concentrate in fewer and fewer hands. So this is not a democracy that is working for all. This is definitely a democracy that is worked best for an elite few. So it seems to me until we deal with that as well, we're just blowing smoke.
Absolutely. That is part of the process. That is the demos, the democratic government, which is now with the support of we of the higher realms, has allowed this to come to focus. You now have all branches of government, except your Supreme Court, which are supporting the types of programs that you're talking about. And you've had presidents in the past who created national federal programs to rejuvenate. Remember, the pandemic, the global pandemic that you're creating, is also forcing, if you will, a clearing and a cleansing of humanity, which is creating these hardships, but at the same time, creating opportunities for these programs to come forward. So those who feel that they've been tossed aside can be given a handle of help. So yes, but you have a new government coming into place who can take responsibility for themselves and for others and set up these programs to assist everyone. You had it with your New Deal, with your President Roosevelt. You can have all this again with the current administration.
When you say that the pandemic is forcing a clearing and cleansing, of course, we've heard that a lot, but a lot of people don't understand what that really means. What do you mean by how is the population being cleared and cleansed by this pandemic?
By having all of the negative emotions, the rage, the resentment, the acting out of those coming forward in order to be released, to be expressed. That is how. Is a clearing and cleansing by having it being expressed, having it being seen, having it being recognized in a positive, non-destructive way, that you have a right to feel this. But as you have heard in your own metaphysical training, you are not these emotive feelings, but they must be felt and released in order to move forward. The anger and the rage need to be flushed out. Mm-hmm. The charge within those emotions creates the confrontation that you have been experiencing. Most of society is unconscious. Only through consciousness can you develop the tools of love and compassion for one another. But prior to that, you must release and flush out the old suppressed angers which is taking place.
Yes, I can definitely see that. Could we also say that the pandemic is certainly also showing that nobody is better than anybody else, that we are all equal? There is no class that is any more insulated from this virus than, or no individual any more insulated from this virus than anybody else. We're all one, really, in terms of that.
That's why humanity created this, to create something that affects everyone, that can create a unified field of consciousness. Remember, most of humanity has no tools or no idea whatsoever what to do. So as they project their negativity out into the world, they need support and understanding in order to become more conscious. It goes back to the macro-micro relationship and the balance of the two, connecting being human with your soul. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
Connecting being human with your higher self. Attending to the old, but not allowing it to maintain itself in place, and taking responsibility for it individually.
Coming back to the new administration, I'd like to come back to two of the things that you said. One of the things you said was, in order to address this schism in America, that these people should not be treated as enemies. They need to be heard, and they need to be responded to in a way that truly does address the needs of inequality, and for them to fulfill their aspirations to lead fulfilled lives.
Remember, the beginning of all healing is allowing the patient to be heard. Allowing the adult to enter the room, not the wounded child. And your world has been led by wounded children, and you most recently have experienced that with your president. But yes, there must be consequences for behavior that threatens the democratic structure through ignorance and unconsciousness. But at the same time, realize you are dealing with a child who is unconscious, who does not have the tools to know how to love, to know how to be compassionate, and to follow that individual or those groups through the process of waking up and becoming conscious and allowing a more directed love of self to reflect out into the world. That needs to take place.
I think all the things we've talked about that needs to be taking place, I feel a greater hope that those things will be accomplished just by looking at the new administration. The diversity of the new administration, which seems to reflect the diversity of the American population more than perhaps any administration in history.
Exactly. You have more opportunities and possibilities and probabilities with this new administration. Think of the contrast of this new administration with the old, and postulate that it could not have happened without what preceded it. That it was a wake-up call. As we've discussed many times before, ascension and evolution of humanity is not always a straight path forward. Sometimes you need to step back, even into dangerous territory, to gain a perspective to move forward. Every effort that was made to undermine what has taken place took place and did not work. And there will be consequences for that behavior, so that it does not repeat. That is essential.
And I think for that to take place, it comes back to a comment that you made at the beginning when you were introducing yourselves, is that What we're really seeing is the as Adama said to me about a week ago, it reflects simply the folly of the dying of the old and the fighting of that.
A fight to the death for some who are willing, because they know nothing else. They know nothing but the unreleased emotions within themselves which create these negative actions on the outside. In effect, what you're experiencing in your current events, particularly in the United States of America, is a cry for individuated help, a cry for love, a cry to be understood, a cry to break the illusion of the world, the folly of the world, the untruth of what has been perpetuated, to move into the truth and the depth of who you are, the depth of why you are here.
So that speaks exactly to what we talked about earlier, that they need to be heard, and we need to respond with programs that really address their needs. And without that, we're not going to heal the great separation in America that exists today.
Exactly. It is an opportunity for you metaphysicians on the surface of the planet who have received our tools and largely applied them to bring these wisdoms from the higher realms into governmental programs and to assist, and just perhaps governmental leaders will be open to these wisdoms unlike ever before. As each of you individually select an ascended master, perhaps one of the 12 that are part of us now, and you can learn about them through many venues, you can ask for that direction, that soul plan, not only for yourself, but for the nation itself, and allow these programs and this wisdom to be factored in to governmental policy. It is an opportunity.
We could, of course, be talking about this subject for the next 8 hours, but we try to keep these podcasts to about 20 minutes or so. We've covered an awful lot of ground. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything you would say before we end this discussion?
Just remember, the clearing and cleansing will continue through half of your year and is being predicated and supported by the new energies that began coming into your earth plane within August of last year. And you are in the process of balancing the macro and micro of your realities.